Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Hello, and welcome to or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie. Glad to be back with you after some technical problems last week. And so we are talking about creativity this week, sparks of creativity. And it's been interesting how creativity keeps crossing my path in the last 2 weeks in blogs and magazine articles. And so thinking about, what do you do to be creative? How do you get your creativity sparked? Because when we're in the same place, doing the same things repeatedly, it's very challenging to break out of that and come up with something that's new and different. So what do you do? And in this blog that was posted the 27th on Gimundo.com, that's Gimundo.com. Jessica Kinnison writes about 6 ways to foster creativity in everyday life. So we're focusing on boosting our brain this week with creativity, and how can we be more creative? Having fun and being playful is a great way to start. We get so caught up in the busyness of our lives that we forget the importance and the value of having fun, of being creative, of being playful. So, what do you do to be creative? Well, according to Jessica Kinnison, we are not creative when someone says, okay, create. You know, and people who, and I am one of them, you know, to try to create new training, new seminars, new products. It's just, you know, if I can sit here and try to force it, it doesn't work. So what do you do to try to boost your creativity? If you get an idea, try to write it down, record it on your smartphone so that you've got the core of that idea. Because often it'll come when we're driving, when we're doing things that are engaging the left logical hemisphere of our brain. That's when the creative brain really can kick in. For me, it's at night late when my logical brain's exhausted. I have my best creativity late. That's me. According to University of Texas sociology professor John Murawski, cited in Jessica's blog, he says, creative activity is non-routine, enjoyable, and provides opportunity for learning and for solving problems. People who do that kind of work, whether paid or not, feel healthier and have fewer physical problems. So for those CEOs, managers who think that when we are playing at work, we are wasting time, the reality is it's when we are playful that we get those inspired ideas that can save the company thousands of dollars, that can hit on a product that can save a company. Pixar has Pixar University. And at Pixar, their university's crest features the Latin motto, Alienus non deus, which means alone no longer. Sorry if I mispronounced that. Pixar employees are given space and time to bounce ideas off of each other. Oh my gosh. And yes, we're still in Jessica's article. When employees have space and time to talk, to think, much more is accomplished. Google offers a 20% program. 3M has a 15% program. Gorin Associates features dabble time. Companies have figured out that to be successful and competitive, to get the innovation and creativity, they need to provide their employees with that space and time and the opportunity to be creative and to collaborate. and I've long been an advocate of allowing opportunities for students to express learning in new ways. Schools that say there's only a right answer are missing the boat, because in the world of work, the boss doesn't say, here, go solve this problem and come back and I already have the right answer. No, a boss gives you an opportunity and says, here's our problem, can you find a solution? You know, one of my favorite cartoons is of a mouse with a crutch and a bandaged arm, and he's at a mousetrap trying to get a piece of cheese. And you know what? Mistakes allow us to learn. And the brain has to eliminate what is wrong before it can connect with what is right. It's just as important. So scientists use the hypothesis and experiment model, you know, and it can happen in other jobs, in other fields, in other learning opportunities. You can be creative. You can solve problems in innovative ways. Steve Jobs, who was very innovative, among other things. Jessica cites a quote from him in a Wired magazine interview in 1996, where Steve said, a lot of people in our industry haven't had very diverse experiences. So they don't have enough dots to connect, and they end up with very linear solutions without a broad perspective on the problem. The broader one's understanding of the human experience, the better design we have, unquote. She goes on to offer six ways you can find some space for being creative every day. What if is one of my favorites. It's what if? What if? Ask yourself what if questions. With yourself, of your team, of your family. What if we did this? And some of it's bizarre and would never happen. And in the midst of that, we come up with the gem. Maybe. Her second suggestion is to allow yourself to make mistakes. Oh, my goodness. We so forget that. I had the fortunate opportunity to hear Jane Nelson, the author of Positive Discipline, among other books. Oh, my gosh. Almost 30 years ago now. And one of the quotes that I've used from that presentation ever since is, mistakes are wonderful opportunities to learn. We have so forgotten that. That when it's children growing up, when it's us as adults, you know, mistakes just teach us what doesn't work. The important thing is that we take a look at that mistake and we say, okay, what worked? What didn't? What was my role in that? What can I fix? And TNT, the next time, the dynamite process that allows us to plant a better solution for the future. And Edison, when talked to about his failures to invent the light bulb, he said he never failed. Oh, no. He had to discover 10,000 ways things did not work so that he could find the one that did. Allow yourself to take a risk, to make a mistake. Jessica's third point is reward your curiosity. Go to the library, do a Google search or a stumble upon journey, and just follow the topics that interest you. You could also create a creative routine. Read an inspiring quote every day. Listen to talk radio. Put on music that moves you at the start of your day. And I will add to that, do meditation. For some people, it's drawing or sketching. That allows your creativity to flow. Come up with something you can do every day. Sometimes it's dance like nobody's watching. Maybe it's just take 5 or 10 minutes at the start of your day or at the end of your day or whenever you're about to start a task where you love some creative ideas. Some people do start it every day with a visualization of how their day is going to go. Ideal day. The fifth suggestion from Jessica, get feedback. Put your ideas in the world and listen to what others have to say about them, because from their thoughts might come that next gem. And six, she says, break the rules of culture and trend. The rules are guidelines, not truths about movement. Forge your own path. Sometimes we put ourselves in a box. of our own making. As Richard Bach says in the book Illusions, The Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah, argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they are yours. What limitations are you creating in your life that you could release? And sometimes we think limitations were there by someone else, put there by someone else, and truly, they were put there by us. And all we have to do is take a step, and we'll move through that perceived limitation. What else can you do to jumpstart creativity? Find a puzzle book. Take on a challenge. Build something out of toothpicks. Get some Play-Doh. Make a sculpture. Maybe it's going online and redesigning the colors in your bedroom or designing a new house. Something that stretches you and something that looks at things from a different perspective. What if? What if you had control of the project? What would you do? And maybe from that will come some very interesting ideas for your boss, for your project manager. Maybe. As Einstein said, a problem cannot be solved with the same mind that created it. We have to step outside of that in order to find solutions. And there are so many opportunities for creativity right now in the world. And when we have those opportunities, when we challenge people to step forth with ideas, it's amazing what can happen. With the BP oil spill, when they opened it up and invited people to come up with solutions for the cleanup, amazing ideas were generated from people that surprised the experts. See, sometimes we do hold ourselves back. We don't put it out there because we just don't think our idea is good enough. What if you put your idea out there? What if you believe that, yes, you could? See, and that's why kids and teens can be so successful. They're willing to put it out there to say, well, why couldn't I do it? And when we can keep that energy, that belief that kids have as they grow up, that they can take chances, they can try, then the future is much more open to them than when they get scared about trying or doing something different that nobody else is doing. And as parents, what are we modeling for our kids if we always play it safe? We always do the same thing in the same way. What if we stretched? Wow, what if we stretched? What could we do? Oh my goodness, the possibilities. In my series on Maximize Your Cognitive Capacity, one of the modules is creativity. How do you practice creativity? There's the exercise with the paperclip. How many uses can you come up with for a paperclip individually in a dyad and then with a group? And every time people think they're done, someone comes up with something new. And the ideas continue to grow. And if you ask the question the next day, you might be surprised at the number of answers that you get, because the brain continues to process on a subconscious level, even when we're not consciously looking at the issue, the challenge, or the situation. And sometimes it's asking and talking to those friends, those colleagues, those people who may know nothing about what you're doing, for their input. Talking through the process works for some people. So, what works for you? Is it writing, journaling, meditating, getting a group of friends together and just talking about, if we created a company, what would we do? What would we do? And just play. Playing with your kids. Playing with toys. Laughing.
will also help you spark your creativity. And if you get into the practice of doing something every day, what will happen? And there's a book whose title is escaping me. It has a different theme for every day, a series of exercises and activities that allow you to stretch your creativity. Now maybe by the end of the show it will come to me. It actually got packed after my last Maximize Your Cognitive Capacity seminar. And that just reminds many to get it out again. What fun could we have? And it doesn't have to be white, and it doesn't have to be neat. It can be messy. It can be all sorts of different ways of fun. When was the last time you colored with crayons? It can be very relaxing as well. I was just doing a search on Amazon to try to find that book title. Came up with Pocket Parallel Mind, 365 Days of Creative Inspiration in Your Pocket. There are all, so if you have challenges coming up with, oh my gosh, I can't figure out what to do by myself, there are great resources to help you. And then you just can do something every day. Let's take a look at what we have here. Let's see what she has on day 4. You can mold your life with the power of your mind. Your thoughts can then be used to create whatever you want in life. Our minds are amazing things. Think about what it would feel like to release the wondrous power that resides in you. What fun we could have being creative. Amazing. Take a deep breath right now. Actually, take a couple. Slow, deep breaths. We're going to do a creativity exercise. So if you're driving, keep your eyes open. But if not, close your eyes if it's safe. Doesn't that feel wonderful? Just to breathe deeply. Yes. As you have your eyes closed, as you are relaxing, imagine your ideal home. In your ideal home, as you look at it from the street, what do you see? Where are you? City? Country? Where are you? What floor? As you walk in, what do you see? And so, in our few minutes that we have remaining, notice the colors around you. Notice the style. Look at the windows. The window treatments. Kitchen. It's your dream kitchen. The woodwork. Beautiful woodwork. What kind of energy comes into your home? Solar, geothermal, wind. Do you have a green home that's environmentally responsible? As you continue to walk through your beautiful home, notice the texture on the floors. The dream rooms that you've had included in your home. The beautiful library and sun porch filled with plants, maybe. The music room with the piano and other instruments. Maybe an art studio. And so, when was the last time you thought about your dream home? Enjoy being there. What additional spaces do you have connected to your home? Do you have a patio, deck, terrace, garage, outbuildings, garden, forest? Isn't it wonderful to be in this space? Take a walk back through your house. Take deep breaths as you go to relax and enjoy this beautiful home of your dreams. And as you get ready to go out the front door, know that you can come back and visit your dream home anytime, and you can make any changes you want in this home. One more slow, deep breath as you walk out the door to your dream car or vehicle, whatever that might be. And when you're ready, open your eyes. I hope that was relaxing and enjoyable. For some, the next step might be to find images, create a mind movie, a PowerPoint, screensavers with pieces of what you saw in your home. Cut pictures out of magazines and create a vision board. If you're artistically inclined, you could sketch it. You could write about it in a journal. Describe your ideal home. It's amazing what you'll start to notice around you once you begin to do that. And as you're being creative there, you might find yourself open to more dreams, daydreams, and creativity. We all have creativity. We've just forgotten, some of us. All the students in preschool and kindergarten will say they can draw, and then as we get older and we ask that question, more of us say, oh, no, I can't draw. Why? We can't all draw. We just start to get judgmental about our ability to draw. So reclaim whatever helps you to be most creative, to have fun. Find that friend or mastermind group or coach or accountability partner to help you have those creative moments. Maybe it's a lunch a couple times a month that allows you to focus on being creative. Let's just talk about what if. What if? What if? Or go to a zoo or a playground and watch kids play and laugh at their antics. They are so free and having so much fun. What makes you laugh? Whether it's a smile file, which I have, things that caused me to smile and also laugh, things where people appreciated something I did, shared something they learned from me that changed their lives, those bring smiles to my face. Those change my mental and emotional state. When I want to laugh, sure, there are movies or sitcoms, and someone had suggested go to YouTube and search for baby videos. Laughing at babies is pretty easy to do. When they're giggling and laughing, you can laugh with them. It's hard not to laugh. And laughter changes your brain chemistry, changes your body chemistry, opens you up maybe it's going to join a community theater. If you used to love performing and haven't done it in a while, my gosh, I think the last production I was in was before my son was born. Now, several years before that, it's probably been 13 years since I've done community theater. To rekindle an interest in something creative. Or volunteer at a youth center. And if you like choreography, work with the show choir at the center, or find something fun that gives you that creative outlet in your life. Maybe it's changing your style of clothes. Even if it feels uncomfortable for you, it's trusting in someone who will tell you how you look. Changing your look will make a difference. So as we're wrapping up for this week, the challenge for you to spark creativity in your life is to take action on something that you've heard, to visit GIMUNDO, Gimundo.com and read Jessica Kinnison's post, 6 Ways to Foster Creativity in Daily Life. Listen to this segment again. Practice creativity. Play with creativity. Have fun with creativity. And know that when you stretch your creativity, you get better at it. It's just like a muscle. Allow yourself to be creative. Color outside the lines. Oh my gosh, when was the last time you did that? Can you even remember? If you have kids in your life, get them involved. Make a creative meal. Maybe a food combination you've never tried. As you practice creativity, you will become even more creative. Journal, meditate, sing, dance, draw, write, act. Your shower, your car, on the stage, whatever works. And let me know how you stretch your creative muscle, quote unquote. And what amazing things happen in your life as you open yourself up to being creative and innovative in your life. You can learn more about what I do at brainbonanza.com, BRAINBONANZA.com. My newest project is brain-booster-club.com. And my blog, which I need to get back to, is melaniehoffner.com. I'm very excited about putting together some amazing guests for the month of March, because in March we celebrate Brain Awareness Week, which is coming up very soon. So take some time to play, to have fun, to be creative. It'll do amazing things for your brain, and amazing possibilities can open up in your life. Thank you so much for being here, for being willing to practice, to play, to be open to being creative, and to sharing your gifts with the world, because truly, you are the only you with your unique combination of talents, of passions, of gifts to give to the world. And when you keep those hidden, you deprive the world. The world can be better if you do what you love and share your gifts. So, until next time, play, be creative, have fun, and you'll be working to have your better brain, your best brain, to live your passions with your best brain. Stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.